This is Kansas Profile. I'm Ron Wilson, director of the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development at Kansas State University. Empowerment, the degree of autonomy and self-determination in people and communities. This enables them to represent their interests in a responsible and self-determined way, acting on their own authority. That textbook description of empowerment helps explain why a long-standing community development program in Kansas has used that term to rebrand itself. It's today's Kansas Profile. Jamie Menon and Jan Steen are co-coordinators of the newly named Kansas Community Empowerment Program, which is being rebranded from the Kansas Pride Program as it had been known for decades. The Kansas Pride Program began back in 1970 as a partnership with K-State Extension, the Kansas Department of Economic Development, and state business leaders. Today, Jamie and Jan are program co-coordinators and K-State Research and Extension state specialists in community vitality. KDED has become the Kansas Department of Commerce. The Kansas Masons joined as a partner in 2016. Business leaders continue to be involved through the nonprofit organization Kansas Pride, Inc., which raises funds for grants and awards. Local communities enroll in the program annually. The communities identify what they would like to preserve, create, or improve for their future. Then, working with the resources of K-State Research and Extension and the Kansas Department of Commerce, community volunteers pull together to create their ideal community future. A foundational element is the community needs assessment conducted by the communities, Jamie said. Often this is in the form of an online survey. Then they have data to work with, Jamie said. We provide them with many tools to choose from, she said. These might include the First Impressions program, assistance with grant writing, or referrals to specific programs in housing or child care. In order to ensure local coordination and awareness, communities have a supporting resolution adopted by their local governments every 3 years. Back in 1999, Kansas Pride had developed a logo which it then used for many years. In 2022, a number of participants were considering the need for a change. It started with a simple discussion about the colors on the signs, but it became a deeper discussion about the program itself, Jamie said. Participants identified a need to clarify roles. The Kansas Pride, Inc. board conducted a survey of communities and appointed a committee to make recommendations on the matter. A lot of the same words showed up in the survey results, Jan Steen said. Communities expressed a lot of appreciation for the program. Many said they felt like it empowered them to take action at the local level, he said. The more I thought about it, the more I concluded that empowerment is exactly what happens, Jamie said. State-level staff can help connect them to resources, but it's the local community volunteers who make it happen. In January 2023, the Kansas Pride, Inc. board approved the committee's recommendation that the program be renamed Kansas Community Empowerment. Kansas Pride, Inc. will retain its name and its role in raising funds to support grants and awards. This program's results through the years are remarkable. Communities are asked to submit reports quarterly, and these are compiled at the state level. In 2022, the communities reported that they were engaged in 1,157 projects and raised $922,547 in funding, Jan said. They reported 83,875 volunteer hours committed through the program. That's equivalent to $2.25 million worth of volunteer service for the state of Kansas in 1 year alone. Wow. In 2023, there were more Kansas communities enrolled in the program than at any time since the 1990s. Any community can use KCE or Kansas Community Empowerment, Jamie said. It's not cookie cutter. It adjusts to address varying community needs, she said. Kansas Community Empowerment is a program for communities of all sizes, Jan said. Currently enrolled communities range from a neighborhood in the city of Wichita to the rural community of Vermilion, population 78 people. Now that's rural. For more information, go to www.kansasprideprogram.kstate.edu. Empowerment. It means taking responsibility for one's own self and community. We commend Jamie Menon, Jan Steen, and the hundreds of volunteers who are making a difference in communities across the state every day. Thank goodness those communities are empowered. For the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development, this is Ron Wilson with Kansas Profile.